This poem is partly about how many colonial texts circulated myths about natives or indigenous peoples. In the Filipino experience, the myth was about their indolence or laziness, la indolencia de los Filipinos. Intimacy deserves a closer look on the boulevards, where a mural assembles nightly. Bodies the hue of scrap metal beneath train tracks feathered by neon. My friend, the pathologist, walks back to Manila Hotel, cuts through the park, and comes across lit fires in iron gratings. The third eye of a Sanyo rice cooker blinks the hours from a billboard. A man scrubs himself with a pumice stone in the fountain. A family of four sleeps next to their faded mango trishaw. So languid, even in repose, he writes. Here, as in that part of the world, the spirit relinquishes itself. Lizards free fall to the ground. Bells' tongues rend the angelus. But history expounds on the imprecision of Chinese water clocks and the industry of northerners, the brighter ink of spiked holly berries against white, the auger-shaped bodies of tropical parasites, the people that scan the skies for rain and omen birds, the fear of avian flu.